Not this again.
Yes, this again.
And what exactly is this?
Exactly, what is this?
This is a Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, well, so yeah. I was afraid I need a pep talk.
We can use a pep talk right now.
Morgan in the morning. Hello?
The pep talk?
Best I got. Best one I got.
That means we should get back to work.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
Sure, it's Monday, but it's one day closer to Christmas. It's National Cocoa Day, so let's make some hot chocolate, sit back, and have a show.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Hope you had a great weekend. One day closer to Christmas. The hustle and bustle is in overdrive. Spent a lot of Saturday Christmas shopping. You may have seen me in downtown Lewisburg, one of my favorite spots to shop. We're still discovering downtown Lewisburg, by the way, with your chance to win coming up later on this morning. Yesterday, drove back home to take care of my mama. It's an annual chore getting the Christmas tree for my mom. But it's fun. My brother and I meet at the tree farm. We find a 7.5-foot tree. We cut it down. We take it to my mom's house, put it in the stand. I put the lights on. My brother and my mom put the decor on. And it's an annual event, like I said, since my dad passed about 9 years ago. So that's, it's not a chore. I think I just called it a chore. It kind of is, but, you know, to help an 84-year-old woman that my mom has become.
Don't put the lights on that way.
Mom.
Oh, that's right.
But anyway, it's a very endearing experience. And if you do the same for your mom or your grandma, keep in mind, you will be that person someday. And it gives you a little more patience. Thanks for all the Christmas cards. Our Tidings of Comfort campaign continues. We started this last Thursday on a whim, a National Christmas Card Day. I decided to ask all of you, the people of Central PA, to grab a cheap box of Christmas cards, box cards, open them up, write something nice in all of them, sign it, stuff the envelope, put them all back in the box, drop them off here at the radio station, and we will deliver them to our seniors. Yes, they are very lonely and troubled this Christmas season, yet another pandemic Christmas. So think about it. If you were... or are, like my mom, again, and you're all alone, yeah, Christmas can be lonely. So we're going to continue with the Tidings of Comfort. Drop your Christmas cards off here. You know, if you're driving by, just stuff them in our mailbox, whatever. If you see me on the street, hand them to me. Our good friend Vicki Rosenkrantz from Sudbury has decided to make her house a secondary location. Just get the information on Facebook, and let's see if we can continue this for the rest of this week. That'd be a good idea.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late Night TV, Jimmy Fallon says there'll be a new cruise line in the new year. And get this, it'll be called Margaritaville.
94KX.
Well, this is fun. Margaritaville just announced its own cruise line that will start sailing out of Florida in the spring. A Margaritaville cruise out of Florida, what could possibly go right? But it sounds pretty cool. They even line the hot tub rims with margarita salt.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Strahan in space. Michael Strahan, the latest to board the Jeff Bezos Blue Origin. And he put it quite nicely when he was done.
It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's hard to even believe it happened. The feeling of almost being completely out of control. You completely trust. Your life is in the hands of other people. You're looking going up, and you're looking at darkness, and you realize, I'm going to change and go from darkness to look down at light instead of light to look up at darkness. It was too short. The trip was too short. When you're getting ready to do something like this, then the I love yous and all the things that come out that you would not expect to hear before this trip happened, which in a lot of ways was transformational, and my understanding of how much I love people here,
mm-hmm.
how much people love me here.
That's a great way to put it, Michael Strahan. Good job.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, viral comedy. Everybody loves our UPS guys this time of the year. But how about a singing UPS driver?
Thank you much. Thank you much. Thank you much.
We've got it all coming up with viral comedy next.
94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Two great cuts for you this morning. Here's comedian Mary Elizabeth Kelly. She does impressions of famous celebrities. If they're in those cheesy Hallmark Christmas movies.
It feels as if we're about to kiss. Oh, look, mistletoe. How convenient. Oh, we can never be together. I'm a 30-something named Noelle from Nevada, and you're an 18th-century Christmas ghost. I inherited a Christmas inn. Well, how will I run it with my big job in a city? Oh, quite the dilemma.
You are never welcome back in my bakery after what you did with that Christmas elf.
I've never been ice skating before. I might need to hold on to your arm for support.
You're looking at him, the Christmas prince!
Meryl Streep? To Gilbert Gottfried, all included in one video. Look it up later. It's a lot funnier, I guess, when you watch it. And your UPS guy is always holly jolly, especially when you leave him snacks on the porch. He starts singing, except he forgets you're recording it all with your Ring doorbell.
Delivery driver, help your sailor.
Thank you much. Thank you much. Thank you much. Got some sailmates with some shirt. Nature Valley.
Nature Valley Boys.
And a Powerade.
And a Powerade.
Thank you.
That's good stuff.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
That's funny stuff. Viral comedy. Only here with Morgan in the Morning. Still to come, that Mariah Carey song has always irritated me. Now there's an official sickness for it. And I think I have it. All I want for Christmas is cured.
Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX.
Oh, you burned out yet? Has the hustle and bustle gotten to you? I'm just looking at an article, breezing through it this morning while eating breakfast, and it says the average person is burned out on holiday cheer by the 17th of December, which is this Friday. Now, to make it even funnier, it took it state by state, and today is official burnout day for Pennsylvania. I'm not there yet. I don't know about you. I mean, I could go a few more parties. The SBC media party is until this weekend. I have a family party in upstate New York earlier this weekend. So I'm going to be doing my partying this weekend. Now, if you say you're waiting till next weekend is Christmas already. Keep in mind, Christmas is a Saturday. So if you're going to do your partying, I guess this weekend would be the weekend to do it. So don't burn out until you get there, right? One thing I do get burned out on is Christmas music. I got to be honest with you. Traditional Christmas music I could probably listen to a little bit longer. The newer stuff, and by newer I mean maybe the 80s, 90s, some of it just, I don't know. Let's be super honest with you. Mariah Carey, that song. I always loved Mariah Carey, but that song, that Christmas song, I hate it. I've never liked it. I'm sorry. I know you women love it. It's a female demographic kind of thing. But when she hits that high note, all I want for Christmas, it's like every dog in my neighborhood goes nuts and I cover my ears. Then I find out there's an illness I may be suffering from.
There's a hearing disorder known as hyperacusis.
Right.
That makes it hard to deal with certain sounds.
I have that, I
guess. During the holidays, there's one called hypermariacusis.
Oh!
When you have to listen to...
No, stop it!
All the time.
No!
It's everywhere.
Ah,
you can't escape it.
No!
Noise-canceling earbuds are your only option.
I tried that.
Listen, get yours today before you hear...
No, I can still hear it. Make it go away. Please, make
Thank
it
you.
Go
That's
away.
Great.
National Hot Chocolate Day. We want to know your favorite recipe. Go to our 94KX Facebook page and show it to us, and we'll give you some pretty cool hot chocolate hacks coming up later on this morning. Coming up next, your chance to discover downtown Lewisburg and win.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
I'm so excited I got Lynn Hall in the studio.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I got another email with a audio clip, and it's from the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, come
this
on,
is my chance.
Give it a rest.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
Why do you say that? That hurts my feelings. For those of you people who don't know what I'm going through here, I sent a script to the Hallmark Channel months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I keep thinking that this is my big break. The story of a big city radio announcer moving to the country.
The country, yes.
Central PA to find love on a farm in Point Township.
All right.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know, but something tells me that this audio file you received is, well, let's listen and see what happens. Okay.
But I'll tell you, if you need to apologize if this is the one.
Okay.
I feel this is the one.
I will.
Go ahead, click on that audio.
Tonight, on the Hallmark Channel, Christmas in a pet psychiatrist's office.
What?
He's a former big city gigolo.
No.
A pet psychiatrist. To relate better to animals than to people.
Well, that's good.
Well, I love those feelings.
He's a gorgeous, yet lonely romance novelist.
Ooh.
His great hobby suffers from low self-esteem.
Really?
Will the universe bring these tortured souls together for Christmas?
I don't know.
There's too love. Too much to hope for.
I don't know.
Come on, Sherlock. Like you've never seen a Hallmark movie before? It's Christmas in a pet psychiatrist's office. Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
I'm sorry, but that's not what you were expecting.
No.
I'm terribly sorry.
Are you really?
Are you going to do it again? You try to submit it again, or are we finally finished with this idea?
I got 1 week left.
Okay.
I got one week left.
Okay. All right.
Keep your fingers crossed for the story of Tommy Morganzo in a small town in central PA. It could happen.
On the Hallmark Channel.
As for now, let's go to downtown Lewisburg. We continue to discover downtown Lewisburg today with Open Door Gallery by Lori. A $50 gift card, and you can qualify to win our grand prize, a $350 shopping spree. Call right now.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late Night TV is coming up next from SNL Weekend Update.
We have another winner.
94KX. Hi, who's this?
My name is Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin. Where are you from?
I am from Mifflinburg.
All right. Did you ever shop in downtown Lewisburg? It's right down the road.
Yes, I have.
I love it. I love it. I spent a lot of money there this past Saturday. Well, Caitlin, I want you to check out the Open Door Gallery by Lori, and you got a $50 gift card to check that little place out, okay?
That is awesome.
Yeah, and better than that, we'll cross our fingers. This Friday, we give away the downtown Lewisburg shopping spree worth $350.
Oh, my goodness.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
The CDC believes the Omicron variant was first appearing in the U.S. during a recent anime convention in New York. Damn, the one time they leave the house.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
We have so many to do. Are you ready?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So many to do. First of all, our sweet little girl.
Baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done.
I love Taylor Swift. I don't admit it in front of my guy friends. Yeah, I don't admit it in front of my guy friends, but Taylor Swift is 32 years old today. I still have socks older than her, but anyway, Amy Lee, you might know that name. Evanescence?
Yes.
I love her voice.
I love Evanescence, yeah.
Lordy, she is 40 years old today. You might not recognize the name Tom DeLonge, but he's 46. He is one of the original guitarists and vocalists for Blink-182, but he quit the band to go study UFOs.
Okay,
I'll let you...
Everyone has to have something, you know.
Chuckle there. Rex and Rob Ryan are 59 today. They're the sons of Buddy Ryan, and they're also NFL coaches.
How interesting is that? Come on now.
Yeah, Buddy Ryan was the famous Philadelphia Eagles coach.
Yes.
His twin sons have been fired by just about every team.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they're trying anyway.
Morris Day. Doing the time, doing the bird. doing Jungle Love.
That's great.
Morris Day, yeah. Probably one of your favorite actors, Steve Buscemi, is 64.
Yes. He's good in anything you see him in.
I know, but I prefer him as Nookie Thompson in Boardwalk Empire. What a great series.
Nookie.
And do we have another track of music here?
There we go.
From Taylor Swift to Ted Nugent, ladies and gentlemen.
Motor City Madman.
Yeah, there you go. Ted Nugent is 73 years old today.
No kidding.
Wow.
He ages well.
Yes, he does. Still hunting in the woods, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Happy birthday, Ted. And finally, Dick Van Dyke is 96 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
I wonder when he comes home from work, or maybe he's retired, so maybe at the senior center, does he come in the door and still trip over the piece of furniture?
No, they try to stay away from that, you know, osteoporosis and all that stuff, you know.
Good
not a good thing when you're 96
point.
Years old.
Those are your celebrity birthdays. Let's take a look at the locals.
All right, it's birthday buddies.
Denise Faltzinger. Faltzinger? Is that like those dishes that have the pretty patterns on it? Faltzinger?
Faltzcraft?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind. Hey, right. Denise Faltzinger is 49 today. She's from Nori.
Denise Flaby from Marion Heights is 60 today.
Diane Van Kirk at Nori is 53 today.
Erica Gerton from Sunbury, 31.
Happy birthday to Karen Obrick. She's 63.
Kirk Smith from Northumberland is 49 today.
Melissa Bechtel from Sealands Grove is 48 today.
Happy birthday, Shayla Culp from Sunbury, 25 today.
Tara Maurer from Sealands Grove, 51 years old today. Nothing on the Ford Fun Line.
Okay.
Nothing on the 94Cast Facebook Messenger. And I may or may not have forgotten to check the email.
Oh, goodness gracious.
No, I did check the email and I didn't see anything.
All right.
As well.
Okay.
But you could always use those devices.
Indeed.
To get your birthdays to us, because every day at this time,
we give you birthday buddies.
Coming up, some good news. How about eye drops that replace your cheaters?
Vuity is going to be a drop that you use once a day, and it actually uses the eye's natural ability for the pupil to get smaller.
Isn't that crazy? An eye drop that will replace your glasses. Good news is next.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
The FDA has officially approved eye drops that can alter your pupil in such a way that you won't need reading glasses.
Vuity is going to be a drop that you use once a day, and it actually uses the eye's natural ability for the pupil to get smaller. Now, when the pupil gets smaller, it actually extends our depth of focus so that we're actually able to see up close. And using this drop once a day, what they saw was it starts working actually within 15 to 30 minutes and can last for patients from anywhere from like up to 6 to 10 hours.
That's a pretty cool invention, except for the fact that I have bifocals and I don't like dropping drops into my eyes anyway. How about you, Mike?
I hate eye drops. I'd rather wear glasses.
Yep, I'm going to stick with the glasses. Hey, our Here for Good campaign just keeps rolling on.
It's been a hard year for everybody, and I just think it's a great program for people who are in need right now. It makes me happy. It makes me feel secure that I have something there to make my kids happy.
That's the voice of 34-year-old Amy Snyder from New Berlin. She's got 3 kids, and they're going to get gifts this Christmas.
She just told me that she helps out with it every year. Like, she's actually one of the ones who will go and buy the gifts for children in the area.
She's talking about her friends who are volunteers for the Here for Good campaign, and now she's involved in it. That's good news.
Good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. With all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Interview with the vampire author Anne Rice died Saturday from complications due to a stroke. She was 80 years old. She published nearly 40 novels and sold around 135 million copies. Vampire, of course, was adapted into a 1994 film starring Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. Other film adaptations of her work include Queen of the Damned and Exit to Eden. Meanwhile, Mike Nesmith of the Monkees also died over the weekend of natural causes. He was 78 years old and had undergone a quadruple bypass in 2018. Nesmith also basically created MTV. I didn't know this. He started making music videos for his own songs, and that turned into a music video show called Pop Clips that ran for 6 episodes on Nickelodeon in 1980. The suit that the network decided to turn the concept into an entire network itself,
yeah.
And thus MTV was born. They actually wanted Nesmith to run it, but he wasn't interested.
His mom invented liquid paper, too.
That's right. What an amazing family there.
Yeah, yeah. He's more than a monkey.
He is more than a monkey.
Right.
Now, a time for some celebrity feuding, which we always love here on Morgan in the Morning. Last month, Madonna posted some lingerie photos, as she is known to do, and 50 Cent dragged her for it. He said she was, quote, trying to do like a virgin at 63.
Your apology is fake, and it's not valid. An apology is not valid if you don't know what you're apologizing for. What you should be apologizing for is your misogynistic, sexist, ageist behavior and remarks. You are trying to put a limit on when women should be able to feel good about themselves. I forgive you.
I don't know about you, but I'm Team Madonna on this one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll see how that goes. Hopefully that feud is over.
Okay.
Now looking at the box office, Steven Spielberg's West Side Story came in number one, but with only $10 million. That's a disappointing opening.
Wow.
And that's less than In the Heights made over the summer, and it was streaming on HBO Max at the same time it was in theater. So not a good number for West Side Story, although a terrific film.
Mm-hmm.
Disney's Encanto was second with $9 million. Ghostbusters Afterlife came in third with $7 million. House of Gucci was fourth with $4 million. And Eternals rounds out the top five with $3 million. And, of course, we have Spider-Man opening this week. So next week, these numbers will be a lot higher.
Okay, you coming back on Friday?
I will be back on Friday, yes.
All right, have a good week.
Thanks, you too.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
And we're going to mic up Bucknell University and SunCom at the same time. What did they have to do with each other? What did they have in common? The Soika Slam. We have Peggy Vitale with us from SunCom and Todd Newcomb from Bucknell. Thanks for coming back, guys.
It's great to be here.
Yep, we're excited.
17 years now?
Yeah, hard to believe, right?
How's it going? It happens this weekend.
Yeah, so, you know, we're in uncharted territory with everything going on, so we're thrilled to be back, and it's going well. We have a tremendous amount of donors, sponsorship, interest in going to the game, so we're excited.
And when you say that, uncharted territory, that means that we're still doing the Soika Slam with Bucknell basketball, but things are going to be different, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are certain things we won't be able to do, unfortunately, that we've done in past years, and that's unfortunate because the individuals from SunCom that do attend, they really look forward to getting out on the court with our players and interacting. We're just not able to do that this year, but we're going to put our best foot forward with everything else that we've done in the past and really hope to get a great turnout to support SunCom. This is a relationship. I mean, Peggy and I go back a long time. You go back a long time with this. 17 years, we're just talking about it. It's amazing how fast it goes, but it's for a great cause, and obviously Bucknell has a really special relationship with the Soika family, Gary Soika being the former president of Bucknell, and he's obviously the arena is named after Gary, so when the Soikas came to us and had the discussion about, hey, can we do something where we partner with Bucknell Athletics to help SunCom, we're like, absolutely, this is a great idea. It's a win for everybody.
But tell us why this is called the Soika Slam, in case people don't know.
Well, Dirk had attended SunCom, and Gary and Sandy are his parents. And when he had passed away, we had wanted to do something in a memorial. And, you know, the Soikas have been so supportive, both being on our board of directors in the past. So, you know, this kind of great minds got together, generous people got together, and, you know, this was born. You know, we want to just make people aware that everybody has somebody that could use a little extra support, and SunCom's here to offer folks that extra support that they need. And it's such a great cause and brings lots of awareness. And like Todd said, where else would a Bucknell basketball team be together with individuals from SunCom on the court, interacting, having a great time? So it's just such a unique experience and partnership.
The spirit of Dirk Soika will live with us forever through Bucknell basketball. And someday soon we'll be able to get it all back to the way it was, where we could Bucknell players could go to SunCom and interact. Someday we'll get back to that. But in the meantime, we're going to mask up on Saturday for this event, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a bonus this year. Usually it's around one game. Saturday it's a doubleheader. So, you know, our men play at 2 o'clock and followed by the women at 5. And, you know, the bulk of the activity will probably take place during the men's game with the auction and everything else. But it's also a community day at Bucknell. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned that.
Two games for one this year.
That's
something that's really cool. It happens this Saturday at Bucknell. SunCom and Bucknell, mic'd up in the morning. Go!
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late Night TV is still on the way. In just a bit, we'll touch with SNL Weekend Update and Jimmy Fallon.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Here's some good news. I saw the jobless claims have dropped to the lowest level in 52 years. That's right. Everyone's working. In fact, for the first time ever, contestants on The Bachelor don't have to make up a fake job.
New York City will require all children over the age of 5 to show proof of vaccination before dining indoors or going to an entertainment venue. Because if there's one thing a 5-year-old can do, it's keep track of a small piece of paper.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
You can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goodie Room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on National Hot Chocolate Day on some hacks on how to make hot chocolate. You might or may not agree with some of these. Make it spicy with a half teaspoon of chili powder. No. Even when you add the cinnamon and the brown sugar, vanilla extract, no. No chili powder. Next, drop a scoop of mint chocolate chip ice cream in your hot chocolate and top it with whipped cream. Now you're talking. Number 4, stir your hot chocolate recipe with equal parts of warmed eggnog. Sounds good. Number 3, take the hot chocolate mix and add a half cup of pumpkin puree, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1/4 cup of white chocolate chips. That sounds great. Number 2, good old-fashioned marshmallows on top, but put it in the broiler of your oven. And number 1, add 2 ounces of espresso and sprinkle with sugar and cinnamon. Tom's top ways to make your hot chocolates for the holidays.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Are you suffering the hustle and bustle of the holidays? Let's give you a break with BJ.
Call 1-800-326-94KX. Call now. Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch up a random line to take a break with BJ.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Esther Reeder.
Hi, Esther. Where are you from?
Cole Township.
Cole Township. What you doing today? Hustling and bustling?
Yes, I have a lot to do.
You have a lot to do. All right. Well, for you, we want you to take a break and visit BJ's and see what's growing. We're going to give you two $20 gift cards. You can give them away as gifts. You could use one on yourself and gift somebody else. Do whatever you want with them, okay, Esther?
Okay.
Morgan in the Morning. Our parting shot today is a good one. Rod Stewart sang over the weekend for a fan of his who was suffering from brain cancer.
Hey, this is Rod Stewart here, mate, all the way from London, England, where it's freezing cold. Hey, in not good health at the moment. And I hear you're also a great fan of mine, so glad to do this little song for you. You're in my heart, you're in my soul. You'll be my friend tonight, world. You are my lover, you're my best friend. You're in my soul. Have a Merry Christmas, Daddy.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 W2KX.